Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 10th, 2014. I have a special guest in the studio. I can't wait to share with you in just a moment. But if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard from Bob Bridgewater about a special prayer gathering that's happening on June 21st. It's a Saturday. We'll be meeting for breakfast at the Lincoln Square Mall. And you need to RSVP by this weekend. And so those of you that were tuned in yesterday, I hope many of you took to heart the importance of prayer and how the National Day of Prayer Task Force, being headed up by Bob Bridgewater, and he's overseeing the Champaign County Task Force, will have piqued your interest. You would have followed up and given him a call. And if you missed the program, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. And you can call Bob directly at 217-480-6671. 217-480-6671. And it's for a special National Day of Prayer gathering where we're going to talk about some of the initiatives from the National Day of Prayer that will be coming to our area in the coming months, and even preparing for the 2015 National Day of Prayer that will be held in Champaign County. So if you have a heart to pray, and hopefully that's true for most all of you, then call Bob and find out more about this special prayer breakfast on June 21st. And you can call Bob again at 217-480-6671. Well, the special guest in the studio, I think Dr. Cuffey, every time we get together, it seems like 4 or 6 hours transpire because we have so much to get caught up on and talk about. And I was so grateful you are available after Sunday services to meet at the Texas Roadhouse. And for you and I think 3 or 4 or 5 hours is about the minimum that we get to chat and get caught up.
There's a lot to catch up on, and it's good.
Yeah, it's very good. And you piqued my interest because you used a couple words that Jason often refers to, my co-host on Wednesday and Friday. And so I'm going to put you on the spot. I do this to him all the time. But it was about God's sovereignty, God's providence, God's calling. And those are kind of some unique terms about the sovereign God we serve, that he's sovereign, that in his providence, things are accomplished, are worked through. He's always working behind the scenes, and he has a calling on our lives. So I'm going to have you maybe address something about God's sovereignty or his providence or the calling he's had on your life these past 20 years, because we're going to talk about the Urbana Theological Seminary. So update us on some of these concepts.
Well, Mark, that was a really broad question, and it's had all sorts of application in different areas of my life. Since we're here to talk about the seminary, I think it's appropriate to look back at 20 years being here and the sovereignty God has shown as he's led us along the path. God's been very good. I came here from pastoring in New Jersey in 1994 and began the Christian Studies Center, which was the predecessor to Urbana Seminary. And we were able then to bring seminary-level training into Central Illinois through extension arrangements with other schools. Then in 2002, the institution changed and it became Urbana Theological Seminary, so that we are able to drive the program from here locally and address needs that are very special to the Champaign-Urbana and surrounding Central Illinois area.
And that was a huge answer to prayer, because to get the accreditation, and I'm speaking kind of off the cuff because I know there was a lot of prayer involved, and to get the certification and everything, to get the approval, I mean, it was huge.
Yeah, the approval we had to get to operate came from the Illinois Board of Higher Education, and that was a multiple-year process, and we're so grateful that was navigated successfully.
And you had, God's a number of volunteers and churches. Yes. I mean, you started building your library and how churches and facilities were made available. So somebody unfamiliar with the Urbana Theological Seminary, though it was founded, I guess, officially in 2002, what is it? What does it mean for our area?
What it means is that there's a tremendous level of resourcing to train and equip people that's at our fingertips, and it's very close by. It ranges all the way from what you think of with a seminary, which is we offer master's degrees and training at that level in academics, but we also offer a number of other things for people at different levels. We've been going through a strategic planning process the last few years, and one of the things that has come out when we've talked about this as a faculty or as the board is the need to bridge to the church. We're here for the Church of Jesus Christ, And we believe that our role is to train and equip, and it's not just for people in classes for credit, but that we actually have a need to reach out to the church more broadly and provide equipping resources, training opportunities that are there for people that wouldn't be able to access a seminary, but might be ready for something beyond what they get regularly. So we've taken a special heart with our Provisions for Pastors initiative to reach out and offer training for local pastors in the area. We've been sponsoring a Tolkien conference for people each of the last 2 years. Our third one's coming up in September on the 20th for people who are fans of a particular kind of literature, looking at it from a Christian lens. We've been thinking a lot about what our role is as the seminary that's right near a major university, and how do we address this environment being in Champaign-Urbana as our center base.
Hey, I'm looking at the course schedule for the summer, and you have a variety of different courses that people can attend. Or what's it called, like when you want to get accreditation or certification for taking the course, yeah, or where you just want to take it but you don't, yes, want to get a grade? What's
That's
the difference
an excellent there? Question. The courses can be taken, any one of them, for credit, mm-hmm, which you do the assignments and you get a grade, and then it goes into your transcript, and you can build those up and work towards either graduate certificate or the Master of Arts in Religion or the Master of Divinity degrees. But if that's not on your radar scope and you want to benefit and grow and learn from the training and enjoy the fellowship of other pretty serious people who really want to follow Christ that you get to hang out with, mm-hmm, you can audit a class.
Audit.
And that means you have no obligation other than to show up and listen and enjoy. So we have both ends of the spectrum. And we have a lot of people from local community churches who, from Champaign-Urbana, but really reaching out to places like Bloomington Normal, Peoria, Kankakee, Danville. We've had people from this whole region, probably about an hour and a half out, who'll come in and take a course. They may take it for credit or audit, and they may envision themselves as heading into ministry in a vocational full-time sense. But we got an awful lot of people who take our classes, audit or credit, who just want to be a more effective local church member. Supportive, grow, understand their faith, teach Sunday school, be an elder.
Yeah, I know of a couple of different people that come to mind. Brian Eichelberger, for one, that, you know, wants to pastor, yet also, I think, taught Sunday school class. So he took one of your, like, church history courses,
yes,
and learned a bunch of things. And I think maybe at the time was auditing, and then thought, hey, I really love the, mm-hmm, seminary. I love all the training. And then continued on with the education for credit.
Exactly. He got a graduate certificate several years back. Mm-hmm. And we see this every year. This year we've got a new graduating class that we just graduated. And in that group, there's quite the range. You've got Deanne, who's going to be super involved in her local church ministry. And you've got Ray, who wants to plant a church. You've got the range of lay and vocational people who are serious about their faith and serving Christ and ministering to others.
Hey, with that graduation, isn't something going on this weekend,
yes,
June 13th?
Yes. On Friday evening, the 13th of June, we are hosting Antioch. And Antioch, you will remember, in Acts, is a pivotal place for the early church. From that city, the church was formed there. It had a new outreach to Gentiles. They were called Christians. The believers were called Christians first in Antioch. But the reason we call Friday night Antioch is because of Acts 13, where the leadership of the church at Antioch feel the Spirit leading them to pray over, anoint, and commission Paul and Barnabas and send them out. And we see our role in a similar way. We get the privilege, the delight of training people, challenging them in Christ, drawing them to Scripture and to the Lord, and bringing this training, this equipping, so they're ready to go out and be leaders and think for Christ out in our world and our communities and our churches. And then we get to send them out. Our investment in people's lives results in them going out. And so this year we had great graduation on May 23rd, and our 9 graduates, we're very proud of this class, it's another group of people who've accomplished a lot, but we want to celebrate them and give some sense to people in the broader community of the vision for what this can do and how seminary actually is an integral part of the church and its life. So we're going to feature our grads, and we're going to have an evening, and it's going to be a very straightforward evening. We're going to have dessert. We're going to have cupcakes, we're going to have coffee, and come on together, a lot of good fellowship, and we're going to hear from some of our grads and see how God worked in their lives while they were in school and what God's laid on their hearts to do, because we want people to have a sense of our vision too, and maybe the best way we can think of to do that is by saying, here, look, see these people, see what God's put on their heart, see how he's going to be using them. And so that's what we're doing, bring people together.
So this is open to all of our Great News Radio listeners, and they can find out more about the Urbana Theological Seminary and yet catch a vision for some of these people that are graduates, and maybe for some of our prayer warriors, they can pray up how God will use these individuals.
Absolutely.
So what do they do to get registered, or do they show up, or how's that going to work?
It would help us a lot if they would let us know they're coming.
Got to have enough cupcakes for everyone.
That's right. We might run out of cupcakes, and that would be tragic. So we'd love to have you. It's an open invitation to the community. We need you to let us know. So if you could either call the office, 217-365-9005, that's 217-365-9005, or email office@urbanaseminary.org. URBANASEMINARY.org.
And that's all happening this Friday night, June 13th, 7 p.m. at the Stone Creek Church. That's 2502 South Race Street in Urbana, Illinois. Desserts will be served with some testimony and sharing. Yes. And you can probably pick up literature about the Urbana.
Yeah. We'll have literature there for you, and we'll share some. You'll get the specific testimonies, but you'll also get some sense and some feel for the heart of the school and the vision and where we're heading.
In fact, I got an email announcement about this, and that was one of the reasons I tracked you down and said, hey, let's talk about this, and I want to learn a little more. I know a number of people that have taken courses there, and they love the faculty, the teachers. Many of these professors or some of the faculty have the hands-on experience. They've been in the work world. They've been in academics, and they just have a passion to teach.
We try to make a blend. We try to form a bridge. We want to bring together in our faculty the academic credentials. They have doctorates. And at the same time, these are people with ministry experience, pastoral ministry or other ministries, that they can address then both sides, both angles of the kind of training that people need.
Wow. So if you want to find out more about the Urbana Theological Seminary, you can always go to their website, urbanaseminary.org, urbanaseminary.org, or call in an RSVP that you want to attend this Friday night's event, June 13th at the Stone Creek Church, beginning at 7 p.m. And you can hear some testimonies from some of the graduates, and you can meet some of the faculty and staff. Ken, will you be there, I assume?
I most certainly will.
Well, that's worth it right there. I think I'm going to attend.
Awesome. It will be the place to be on Friday night. What better date night could you have than coming to Antioch?
Hey, in light of the fact that we're entering into the summer schedule and summertime, what's a sneak preview on maybe some of the courses that are going to be offered? And how would somebody say, you know what, I've always thought about taking a course in biblical studies or whatever it is. What are some of the courses that are coming up in the summer?
Well, in the summer, they need to get registered soon. I need to act on this because we're in motion with the classes. We just started.
Okay.
But they can still get in. You can still enroll. And for summer, we have 3 courses. We've got a course on the Inklings and Their Friends, taught by Dr. Melody Green. It's a course about J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis, and the other people that they used to meet with as a literary group over in England. They'd meet regularly and talk about their books. And people know about Tolkien and Lewis. But there's a whole bunch of others, about six others, I believe, who would meet with them. And so this is a class about all of those authors and their interaction and inspiration of each other. Our church historian, Dr. Joe Thomas, is going to be teaching a course on the patristic age. And the patristic age is really pivotal. Because
I think we all talk about that.
Yeah, everybody talks about that on the dinner, I'm sure. It's actually after the apostles, from about 100 to 600. It's the church in its first centuries after the apostles were gone. So it's a fascinating story of seeing God work and bring definition to the church. And so much of what we do and believe comes out of those first centuries in ways that people don't even know. So fascinating course. We also have a biblical studies course on women then and now. It's a course on the roles, ministry, and identity for women, looking at a lot of the biblical context for the passages that talk about women, their roles, and then trying to understand how that applies today.
Now, how would somebody find out more or get registered right away?
Go to the website, www.urbanaseminary.org, and you can call the office, too, the 217-365-9005, and we'll be happy to share more.
Okay, so there's the event this Friday night, which would be a great introduction to the Urbana Theological Seminary and to hear from some of the grads. But there's also something going on, I think, around September 20th. Is that still being worked through?
Yes, that's being worked through. We're sponsoring our third annual conference on J.R.R. Tolkien. We've had this in 2012, 2013, it's a chance for people really from all over Illinois and Indiana who've come together to look at the writings and what they imply. Because Tolkien was a believer, the guy who wrote The Lord of the Rings, and people know that The Hobbit, obviously.
That was the first book I ever read cover to cover in high school. I faked it all the way, and I finally one night started reading, got captivated, read the whole. It was the first book I ever read everything. It was like, I don't know, about 16 at that point, so I don't know what it says about my upbringing, but I love that Hobbit book. And then I read all that, the Twin Towers, The Lord of the Rings, and all that,
So we've just been so gratified at the response, and we see this as a way that we can bring training to the church that addresses people's concerns and things to think through to be more acute in our thought for Christ, and it fits perfectly with being here.
And they can find out more again at the website.
Absolutely.
UrbanaSeminary.org, UrbanaSeminary.org. So there's a lot of offerings. Hey, in our closing few minutes, I guess maybe two things come to mind. How do you look forward to the next 5 or 10 years? What do you hope God accomplishes through the seminary? And then how can we maybe effectively pray toward that end or pray specifically for things that you know? You know, I know there's always the getting the information about the seminary out, raising needed funds, and so forth, but how we can pray, and then what you see going on in the next 5 to 10 years.
Next 5 to 10 years, I really see the seminary growing in a number of ways. One is we just want to make the training available to as many people. We want to grow and be a regional school, really, instead of just thinking of our identity as an hour radius around. We've expanded in our thinking to 3 hours. We want to be able to be at the triangle from Chicago to Indianapolis to St. Louis and be a draw within that range for people who want the training. So I see us growing there, but I see us growing as well into other areas, areas such as reaching lay people with training, provisions for pastors, supporting pastors, people who already have seminary training, and reinforcing them, continuing education in a way that inspires and encourages and equips them with tools that they use week by week.
And I think you've already done a few of those. I've attended one where you brought in special speakers, pastors, to, I forget where they were, critiquing their sermons and helping with sermon preparation.
Absolutely.
And I use it for the radio ministry, thinking morning program preparation and any kind of good trait or characteristic you can, you know, bring into other fields.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've got two of those events for pastors. We're going to have a seminar in the fall in October that Bob Smart from Christ Church in Bloomington Normal will be leading, the pastor's inner life. And then we're bringing in Robert Smith Jr. from Beeson Divinity School in Alabama to speak on preaching. I believe it's going to be something, the title around preaching and suffering. So we're excited with this and bringing pastors together and building them up, reinforcing church leadership.
And I love the fact that you have such a heart towards making a connection with the church, with the laity, for those that are maybe deacons or elders or those that are teaching Sunday school class to further their education, because you have so many wonderful, gifted teachers and faculty.
Yes. Absolutely. So prayer. Pray for the seminary. Pray that we would be able to grow in all those ways. Grow in the number of people, the reach we have geographically, but also bridging to the local church, bridging to the universities and other universities that were right near, as well as being able to grow in just the financial base that support the school so that we can keep growing, going forward.
The Urbana Theological Seminary is hosting an Antioch celebration this Friday night, 7 p.m. That's this Friday night, June 13th, 7 p.m. at the Stone Creek Church, 2502 South Race Street in Urbana. Dessert will be served, but it'd be important so there's enough cupcakes and coffee and arrangements made that you RSVP as soon as possible. You can call the Urbana Theological Seminary at 217-365-9005, or those of you that are internet savvy, it's real easy. Their email is office@urbanaseminary.org, and just say, hey, we'd love to attend this Friday night for the special Antioch celebration. And you can learn more about the seminary. There'll be literature there. There'll be professors and faculties available to answer your questions. And then who knows, maybe you'll sign up for something this summer or the following fall. There's always classes available, and we highly recommend it and love to partner with the work that you're doing, Ken. It's so neat that you see your role as assisting the church and fortifying the church and training future leaders that'll go into all the world.
Exactly. And we do have, we're already circling the globe with our grads. So the alums are in a number of different countries now, as well as locally.
Well, thank you, Ken, for our friendship, our relationship, and we got to keep together more often so we don't have those 4 and 5 hour conversations. We could meet up for an hour or two for lunch and then see each other on our way, but hope to see you, Great News Radio listener, this Friday night at the special Antioch celebration put on by the Urbana Theological Seminary. It's going to be held at the Stone Creek Church at 7 p.m. To find out more, again, just stop by urbanaseminary.org, urbanaseminary.org. Well, Ken, thanks for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark, so much. It's a pleasure.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Are we teaching the truth in love? Telling it like it is, while holding pure motives and showing that we care. Are we teaching?